Stuart Donald, the Eastleigh chairman, next to us. Stuart, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What do you think? What do you think about this afternoon here against Dagenham and Redbridge?
Oh, I was talking to John Steele just before the game. He said they've got three or four out, which, with us having three or four out, has made me feel a little bit better. It's going to be tough, but, you know, we've still got a strong starting 11, so we've got a chance.
Yeah. Obviously, them coming down from League Two kind of gives them a bit more of a, maybe a bit more of a toughness about them, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I talked to John at quite length about his team. He thinks he's got a young team playing without any fear, and he's trying to keep the pressure off them. So I think it should be a really attacking game, because I think they'll just go for it, and... you know, we're at home, so the onus is on us. But it's a big game for us.
It certainly is, yeah. Now you're going great guns, unbeaten in 10, unbeaten in 9 under Ronnie Moore. Good decision, that, Stuart.
Yes, yeah, not bad, eh? Looks like I know what I'm doing. I think, you know, when you look at our squad and what we've assembled, you know, Ronnie's sort of been there, done that, got the ticket, and he's just come in and calmed the place down, you know, told the lads to play football, you know, and he's just been a very steady, calm influence, and the lads have responded brilliantly, really.
Yeah, I just mentioned there about Dagenham and Redbridge having that sort of mental toughness having come from the Football League. Of course, Ronnie Moore's background up north, you know, some real sort of hard-nosed northern sides there. Has he kind of brought that down here as well?
Yeah, he knows what he wants. He's very straight talking. I mean, I think he's a good man manager, which, you know, when you've got probably quite big players for the standard, that's pretty important. He keeps everybody's feet on the ground, and, you know, he commands respect from them. So, you know, he demands 100%, and the lads know that, and they've responded superbly. But he's a tough character.
And do you prefer that personally, Stuart? Because I guess, you know, some people must find it hard because, you know, you're the main man here. They must find it hard to say to you, do you know what, Stuart, no, or whatever. But is he happy to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, you know, I run my businesses, I suppose, in the same way that Ronnie would run the football team, you know, hard but fair. And, you know, if you appoint a football manager, you've got to let him get on with it. If it was that easy, we wouldn't bother with a football manager and I'd just do it myself. So, you know, if you employ somebody with the expertise to do the job, you've just got to let them get on with it and trust in them. And, you know, if he wants to do it a certain way, he does it that way.
Sure. Now, what's quite interesting as well, I think we learnt something this week, or one or two of us did, that we didn't realise you'd played football for North Lee before, and of course North Lee are coming here in the FA Cup next week.
Yeah, I'm trying to see if I can sign back on. I played for them. Well, they're a mile from my front door and 50 yards from my office, and you know, I played football locally, and they spotted me playing locally and asked me to go sign for them, and I played on and off for them for about 10 years, and I absolutely loved it there. It's my club, really. Yeah, in Oxfordshire, I just feel at home at North Lee, and I've helped them since I've stopped playing, and you couldn't write it, really. Typical FA Cup.
So if you had to sell yourself then as a player and say, look, this is what I did, this is what I was, what sort of player were you?
I was a quietly efficient fullback. I think I played for them on and off for about 10 years, and I scored my very first goal in the last game I played for them. And, I was quite quick as a player, difficult to get past, and, you know, I just went out there. But I probably, to be fair, as I'm sure North Lee will tell you, I played within myself on a football field. If it was a sunny day, I loved it, and if it was raining, I tried to find an excuse not to play.
So having played for that length of time at a good standard, have you never been tempted to manage, or have you ever managed?
No.
Why? Why do you not think you're a manager?
I wouldn't have a clue. You know, I'm anyone will tell you this in business who knows me, I'm really good at good news, but I couldn't drop a player. I'm no good at bad news.
Right.
So, I think there's, you know, football is full of people who could have, would have and should have. And those that actually have deserve the respect that, you know, they actually know what they're talking about, and you just got to let them get on with it.
Yeah, OK. And, well, at the moment, you're very good with the media, so you'd be absolutely ideal because, as you know, a couple of managers back here, that was an interesting one.
Well, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, you know, when you look around the club at the moment, you know, when you talk about the media, the whole thing's just growing, and it's fantastic. And when it's like this, it's quite easy to be to be okay with that. It's when it gets a little bit tougher. But, you know, we're trying to do the things in the right way with a smile on our face, and we won't get everything right, but it just feels a great place to be at the moment.
It does, yeah. I have to say, and I echo that, just coming here on the very few times I come. Listen, I know you're busy. We're getting towards kickoff. Just want to ask you a couple of things, maybe sort of serious things, really.
Yeah.
You've obviously put a lot of money into the club as loans. Recently, they were converted to shares. Now, for those of us that are not, you know, great business-wise, what does that mean for the club, and what does that mean going forward?
Okay, well, I think probably in total, I'm not 100% sure, and I should be, but I've invested probably somewhere between £7 and 8 million. I gifted the football club as much as I could gift them and sponsored them as much as I could. So that left me with a debt of just under £5 million. And I can't just gift it to the club because I get a massive tax bill, believe it or not. So the only way really for me to make sure that the club has got zero debt was for me to transfer it into shares. So what in practical terms that means is that the football club has no debt outside of the debt it had to me. And it's very important to me that the football club, you know, has no overdraft, that, you know, just isn't beholden to anybody. And I wasn't particularly comfortable with the club owing me £5 million because I don't want it back. So it was just a way for me to make sure the club doesn't owe anybody anything and basically gift. But what it means is if we sell the club for £10, you know, it goes for £10. There's no call on me to get any money back. And with the share issue, that gives us around 5 million shares in operation, just a bit more. So we've got permission to issue about another 4.5 million, which I think we'll do, which means there's another £4.5 million that can go into the football club without creating any debt at all, which is the idea.
I was going to ask you, Stuart, as well about that stand behind the goal there. You're planning on building a new building to our left-hand side. When do you expect that to be built by?
Well, we got all the planning permission through, and as with all those things, the permission came through with a caveat that we had to have the building as a BREEAM standard of excellence. So it meant that we've got to try and sort of, which we didn't expect, put sort of solar panels on the roof and things like that. So it slowed it down by a few weeks. But I think we're expecting to get the shell up and the steels and everything and get the shell in sometime in December, and then it'll probably take a couple of months to complete from there. The plan, while that's going in, we are actually going to develop the side we're sitting on, subject to the council saying yes, and we're going to knock this stand down and build a stand all the way along and including into the corner. With facilities a little bit off the back of it. So as long as the council say yes, you know, we will start and finish work, I think, behind the goal in the next sort of three or four. It will start in the next week or so, finish in about 4 months. And then as soon as we've done that, we're hoping we can just work our way all the way down the side.
Brilliant. Fantastic. You've got a lot keeping you going, haven't you?
Yes.
That's for sure.
Yeah, busy times.
Prediction this afternoon?
2-1. 2-1 to us.
2-1. Good. Stuart, thank you very much for coming. That's really kind of you. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Enjoy the game.
Yeah, enjoy your afternoon, guys.
We will. We already have. Thank you very much. That's Stuart Donald, the Eastleigh chairman.